Ayigash I love Yehuda Vayamar. Biadoini. There's a confrontation here between Yehuda and Yosef. The Medrash over here brings down a pasuk in Omos about this confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef. Hine yamim boim nu Hashem. Behold, days are coming. Word of Hashem. V'nigash choyresh v'koytzer. And the plowman will meet the harvester, the reaper. V'dayrech hanavim v'moshech hazara. The one that treads on the grapes will meet the one that carries the seeds. So Chazal darshan choyresh ze Yehuda. V'nigash choyresh, the plower, that's Yehuda, like it says in a different pasuk. It refers to Yehuda as a choyresh. Bakoitzer ze Yosef. Referring to Yosef. Shenemar, v'nei anachnu ma'almim alumim. We were bundling bundles that were harvested. So this emphasis significance over here, it speaks about loss of lavoi, that when the gula will come, the choyresh will come and meet the koitzer. And this was sort of like a portent of the future of Yehuda. The choyresh is meeting with the koitzer. What's the significance of this? So Argid Aliyo brings down from the Avnei Nezer. Each Shevet had a Mida in which he was Miyuchim, in which he was special. Yehuda's Mida was that of Harisha. What is Harisha? Harisha is one of the Lamites Malachas, and it softens the Karka. It softens the Karka to be able to take in the seeds, to be able to give off harvest. So how is Yehuda a Chayresh? Because Chayresh means Yehuda has that Mida of softening his heart. Hapam oides Hashem, that's Leah said about Yehuda. I will be thankful. Shenatalti yoiser michelki. That's called being mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda was moida tzavka mimeni. That means he lowered himself. That's called softening of the heart. That's the tunis nefesh of Yavin HaMelech. Anoichi sirlas v'loi ish. I am like a worm, not a man. V'anis svilo, my home mitzias is that of tefila. I'm mevatel myself totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Yehuda's bechina and avoida, to soften his heart, to be machnia himself, to be mevatel totally to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why Yehuda is known as a chayvesh. Yosef is not like that. Yosef is considered a kaitzer. What is a kaitzer? Why is it a kaitzer? What is ktsira? Is disattaching something from its roots, from its chibur. Yosef has the ability of disattaching the seichel from the guf. That's why Yosef is called Ulukotkoid Nazir Echov. He was called the Roish, the Kotkoid Nazir Echov, separated from that of his brothers. He was able to separate the Seichel from the Guf. Because Mam the Seichel is attached to the Guf, it's influenced by the Guf. How could it not be influenced by the Guf? There's certain Negius and there's the physical matters of the Guf, the pleasures that taint and they cloud the Koyach HaSeichel. Yosef had the ability to totally disattach himself, to disattach the seichel. In the Eretz Haaretz in Mitzrayim, which was Molei Tumah and Molei Taiva, Yosef remained a tzaddik, and he was able to maintain that seichel. That's why Yosef is called a kaitzer. Well, us, and that's what it boils down to, is that Yehuda is outstanding in the midah of Lev, and Yosef outstanding in the midah of Moyach. Well, said Lavi, when the final tikkun will come to Klal Yisrael, the Moyach and the Lev are going to get together and function together, and that will bring to the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. That is the significance of V'nigash Chayresh Bakaitzer. V'navshe Kshura V'navshe. Yehuda says, how can you take away Binyamin? If our father, his nefesh, is kosher and that of Binyamin, and if he sees that he's not there, he's going to die. Yosef accused Binyamin of a gneiva. Neighbor. And because of that, he has to pay for that. You know, he has to remain in heaven. So what is Yehuda's response? He tells him the whole geshichta, what happened when he came down to Mitzrayim, Adonai Shol Savod of Lamar. And he finishes off, if our father sees the child is not here, he doesn't return, but Mace finished. How does that answer up Yosef's tviya? He's a guy. So who cares if, you know, your father is going to die, but it was Gate Miran. Lamaise is so equal, so he has to pay, he's a guy. Second of all, as far as Yehuda knew, Yosef was a Mitzrish king. He didn't know that this was Yosef HaTzadik. Right? As far as he knew, Yosef was a Mitzri and an Achzer. What does he care if another Jew dies? He wants, you know, payment, you know, for something that was taken from him. So what exactly was Yehuda's taino here? So, Helios Atma Rebbe. Divrei Yoel, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, he says a very nice pshat. He says, Yehuda said to Yosef, he says, this Binyamin that's standing in front of you right now, he's a father of 10 children. He had 10 sons. He raised an entire family. He was in the Sviva of Yaakov Avinu. In all these years, you never heard a word about him being a ganav. You said, bring your brother, Vosima Einayelo. I'll place my eye on him. And indeed, that's what you did. He spent time with you between four eyes and privacy, and you had a discussion with him. And what happens right away? He's a ganav. All this time, he was a responsible father, and all this time, you didn't hear a word about Geneva. He's here a little bit with you, and take a look. You know, he's all of a sudden a ganav. Vaistois, it was the Hashpoa together with you that turned him into this ganav. If you really want to be misakin the Aveira, and you want to bring him back to where he should be, let him go back to his father. In the Sviva of Yaakov Avinu, this never happened. In your Sviva, it happened. In his Sviva, not. If he remains with you, he's going to become the Avi Aganav. Right? Of a Benavsha, Kshura Benavsha, his father's kosher in him, and he has a Gevaldig Hashpoa on him. You send him back over there. There's not going to be any more Gnevis, that I guarantee you. He's going to go back to being the responsible father of 10 children. So that answer is, number one, what's Yaakov Avinu saying, Benavshik Shur Benavshay? And number two, you know, what was the answer in Yosef Lagabi the Gnevin? What does Yosef care if someone dies? The Terence, he was bigger telling him, you were the cause of this. If he would have been with his father, then this never would have happened. It's interesting, on the Pasuk Benavshik Shur Benavshay, the Baal HaTurim brings down that in a different place it says the word kshura, iveles kshura belev nar. Foolishness is bound in the heart of the youth. So there you also find a lashon of kesher by the leg. So what is the connection between the two? It says if there is foolishness in the heart of a nar, there's only one answer for that. The father has to show him love, and the father has to be makasher him. Benavshay kshur benavshay, and only in that manner is he gonna knock out the velas that's found belay hanar. If he's gonna act in it, be merachik him or whatever, such a thing's not gonna happen. He's not gonna be misakin. But if the father taki is a good mashpia, and he taki has love for his son, and it's benavshay kshur benavshay, so then that velas belay hanar is gonna get knocked out rather quickly. Aga, we see a moyudik in Busser Haskell. We touch the words of Yehuda, Lefidus Pshat, that all the years that he spent with Yaakov Avinu, one short moment in the Sviva of a Mitzri, and that's what they said he was, they thought he was a Mitzri. One short moment, the wrong Hashpah could ruin everything. Why? Because an Hashem is like a candle. Now, you put a candle outside where the wind could get to it easily, it'll be blown out in a second. Could have been inside for hours. The minute you put it with the outside wind, it's a sensitive thing, it can get blown out right away. And the Sham is a very sensitive thing as well. It could be under the right Sviv, under the right Hashvah for a long time. The minute you put it in a place where the foreign winds blow, it can get extinguished rather quickly. And this is also the reason why Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to Goshen. Why? To be Mesakan Beis Medrash. Why Yaakov Avinu couldn't learn in his house. The Shvatim couldn't learn in their houses. The Torah says Yaakov Avinu felt there has to be a central place that is enclosed where people feel it's a fortress like Avi the Vel. This is really Rechaim Volozhiner. His reason in founding a yeshiva, there were plenty about the Midrash and the Talmidei Chachamim learned, but he felt that the way it was said over, that there has to be a fortress which is miyuchid, which is closed off to the rest of the world. It's hermetically sealed, legabi the rest of the world, not to allow the foreign ruchas to be able to penetrate. And that was really why he sent Yehuda to Goshen to do that. Vayomer Yosef Alechov, and Yosef said to his brothers, Gishuna Eli, come close to me. So Rashi brings down the Medrash, Herolahem as Hamili, he showed him his bris mila. So everybody asks the question, like, what was derived from the fact that he was gemalt? A lot of mitzvim were gemalt, especially Yosef was mitzvah that the mitzvim have to mal themselves. So what was derived from the fact that he was gemalt? Right. Also, the Rambam sheet is that B'nai Keturah on mitzvah al hamila. So maybe he was from the B'nai Keturah. There's one sheet in Taisa Sanhedrin that before Matan Torah, B'nai Noach were mitzvah al hamila. If he won sheet. So what was the riot from the fact that he had a bris milah that he was a Yid, and this was Yaisa. So Shimon Schwab says that he heard once a pshat in his younger years, Bimei Chorfei, he heard a pshat from a Talmud Chacham, Sheher Lahem as Hamila doesn't mean he showed that he had a bris mila. To Lashon Nekiya, he showed them that he kept the Shmiras HaBris, and that he wasn't the Tamei himself in Mitzrayim. How was he able to show that? How are you able to produce that? So it says, "Ve'inechem horoyes ki pi hamedaber aleichem." And Rashi says, "V'loshen hakodesh." Vaystoyes, the way a person speaks. For some, if someone is a Talmud Chacham and someone is a Yerushamayim and someone is perceptive in Yonim of Ruchnias, he's able to tell on a person from the way he speaks if he keeps Shmiras HaBris or not. And Shmiras HaBris and Shmiras HaPeah are totally Zebizeh. For this reason, Rav Schwab says that's why there was so makan on Mitzitza B'Peh. To put the Peh together with the Bris, because the Bris Mila and the Bris of speaking, Bris Krusel of Srasayim, is totally Zebizeh. And you can tell by the way a person speaks. You can tell with the galasin, the way that he speaks, Lashon Nekiya that he speaks. He speaks in a refined manner. From that, you can tell. So Yosef HaTzadik, rather, when it says he showed them the Mila, he showed them that he kept Shmiras HaBris. And how did he show it to them? By the way he spoke Lashon Kodesh, you were able to tell that he kept the Indian of Shmiras HaBris. He sent off his brothers, they went. So the Gemara Masechet this Taina says, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Lahem Yosef, Le'echav, Al Tisasku B'Dvar Halach. Don't be Yosef in Dvar Halach, Hashem, Hagizu Aleichem, Es HaDerech, the Derech will overwhelm you if you get involved in the Halach. So what's up is he was all of a sudden worried they're going to get so involved in the Halach, they'll be overwhelmed by the Derech. So Shimon Schwab says, that's how it says, he was afraid that maybe there'll be mefalpel in a Dvar Halacha. They have to go now to Yaakov and have to tell him the whole story. So how much is it mutter to be Mashana the truth for Darkei Shalom? Right? That was the issue. He was afraid that they were going to discuss. So he told him, don't get so carried away with that Halacha that you're going to forget where you are and you're not going to see the Derech, and it might turn out a danger for you. But then there's another mandom in the Masnisa Tana, in the Brisa it says, Al tafsiu psia gasa, do not take big steps, v'achnisu chamo le'ir, and go into the city when it's still light. Don't travel when it's dark. So again, Rav Schwab asks, I mean, the Shvatim were anoshim gidoilim, this was basic derech eretz. So Yosef had to teach them basic derech eretz. Mele, the first pshat that we said, don't get involved too much in halacha, because he was afraid, like we said, that they might get too involved in trying to figure out how much they could be mishana. But this is basic derech eretz. You know, the shvatim were anoshim gedolim and chachonim, so they didn't know basic derech eretz. So Enfred Rav Schwab, that hey, Yosef told them, Maharuva alu elavi, hurry and tell my father. So he was telling them, even though I told you to hurry, the basic derech eretz they knew, but perhaps they would think now that he told them to hurry as much as possible, so maybe they should get there as quickly as possible, even if it means, you know, taking the psia gasa, and even if it means traveling through the night. So for that he told them, Hagam, I told you to go there fast, but you still have to maintain the basic inyanim of derech eretz. They spoke all the words of Yosef that he spoke to them. Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent. So, Poshtim Shad is that when Yaakov, they told Yaakov, Oy Yosef Chai, Oy Yosef Chai. So, Vichu Moshe Chalaris Mitzrayim. He didn't believe them that from his perspective he's still alive. How could it be that Yosef was in Mitzrayim for 22 years and he's still alive, Ruchnizdik? And if he's not alive, Ruchnizdik, he's not alive. And he told him the Simon of Eglaruf. The Vilna Goyim says a very interesting pshat over here. The Vilna Goyim says they gave him all kinds of simonim that Yosef remembered everything from the Altaheim or what happened or what they spoke about or whatever. And Yaakov Avinu was not appeased. But when he gave over that they were holding the sugya of Edla Arufa, Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Who says this is Yosef? Maybe it's a rabbi that once heard all of these things from Yosef, and now he's using the simana. But once he heard the din of Edla Arufa, if this was a rabbi, he would not inquire about Dvarim Shel Kedusha. A rabbi, he inquires about all kinds of other things, but it's a gate between the stone of Dvarim Shel Kedusha. And if he inquired about a Dvarim Shel Kedusha and he knows the Dvarim Shel Kedusha, the Sugya of Edla Arufa, it's a simon that he's telling the truth. There was a Maisa Shahoya. There was a fellow that married the daughter of a Gvir in Vilna. And apparently they got into a fight not long afterwards and he ran away. He was gone for 15 years. After 15 years, a man appears. He comes to the woman, to her father, and he tells her, I'm the one, I'm the long lost husband, you know, and I'm back again. You know, and he went to the, you know, Shaykhs with the Gvirish and Mishpacha. And he gave all the simon, even private things that they spoke about that nobody else could have known. Mamash, the most private things. And he gave her all the simon. So the family was convinced, you know, this is him. But the wife, she had to, something was wrong. She didn't feel right about it, and she didn't recognize him. So he went to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, ask him the first Shabbos after the Chasana, where in Shul did they sit? Says, if he's a truthful person and he inquired, and he knows everything, he would know that also. But if he's a liar and he was willing to be metam and eishes ish, he never would inquire about Dvarim Shel Kedusha. That would not be Eilal HaSeif. Because they came to the shul and they asked him, remember where you sat? And he went here and he went there, no idea, garnished. Then they took him in and they gave him a nice questioning and they bamakled him, they gave him over the head what he had to get, and he was sent away to the Zion. Shortly after, was the real husband turned up. It doesn't say if they stayed married or they didn't stay. Hello, I'm here after 15 years. The real husband she recognized. However, if it's something, a Dvar Shel Kedusha, a rami or a chayte would not inquire about a Dvar Shel Kedusha. Says Mamela, that's the shot with Yaakov Avinu over here. All those other simonim, it could be that he ran in, you know, he got together with someone and he told him all these things. And it's not really Yosef. But a Dvar Shel Kedusha does here. Now, I saw a very nice pshat, a different pshat, on this. Why the Agolos? Why did they appease Yaakov Avinu? So Maisa Shahoya, a Yid that came from Europe, after the war, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he said over the following story. So there was a Polish in Mishpacha, Haredish in Mishpacha, that lived in Barashit. And their son, unfortunately, was mushbe by the wrong influences. And he decided he wanted to go learn in Berlin in a college over there in a university. He wanted to pick up some chachmas there. So the father was none too pleased with that. He promised he's going to be from and maintain his, whatever. But he went there, and sure enough, as expected, slowly but surely, he started leaving Yiddishkeit. First, the beard got smaller, and then the payas went, and then the beard went totally, and then he got, hair out long and finished, and he looked nothing like the son. But he wrote back letters to his parents that everything is fine, that everything is good, and I'm keeping kashrus, I'm keeping shabbos. Every now and then, he wanted to visit his parents. So right before he visited, he took a haircut, he shortened his hair, he grew his beard a little bit, the payas maybe a little bit, you know, he came back, fine. And he got married over there in Berlin, and he had a family. And the parents were always wondering, you know, a little strange. He never comes with his wife and kids. You know, he always comes alone. What's it this? So finally, after a number of years, the father decided he'll pay him a surprise visit and see what's tutzach. And sure enough, he barges in on him. And he sees the Mara. And he looks like a shagas godel. And his kids and his wife, b'chlal garnish, and he fainted on the spot. So this person said a pshat over here on this pasuk as well. Kozman, Yaakov Avinu, heard news from Yosef. He says, yeah, it's very easy for him to say that he's from, it's very, but if, as long as I don't see him, I can't really believe it. But once he saw that Yosef sent Agolis to bring Yaakov to Mitzrayim, so Hashem Sechnish, he's willing that Yaakov should come and see him. And later on, the Taka says, Vayerel Oviv, Zokrashi Yosef Nirel Oviv, he wanted to show himself to his father. But he saw Vayaras HaGolos that he's willing to bring him down to Mitzrayim and Hashem Tzichnish. That was already a pius. That was a sign that he doesn't have to worry about his Yiddishkeit. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ha'shaloi. And Yisrael traveled and everything that was his. Vayovei be'erishova. And he brought Karbonis to the God of his father Yitzchak. What's that? He brought Karbonis Elokei Aviv Yitzchak Bidavke. So the Ramban says that as Yaakov Avinu was about to go down to Mitzrayim, he was afraid of the goats. He was afraid. So therefore he brought Karbonis Lepachad Aviv Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Midas Hadin, and Midas Hadin should not be Tevei anything from him. This is the way the Ramban says. It could be, you could say, a different shot over here. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos that Peites Amid Beis, Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonis. It says, Lo says, Lovei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Avraham Avinu, Bonecho Chotu. So he's going to expect Avraham to maybe be Melamed Zchus on them. So Avraham says, Rabbein Shalom Yimach Wal Klusha Shemecha. Should erase them. Moshem Kiddush Hashem. So he said, you know what, maybe I'll ask Yaakov what to do. He had Tzar Gidl Bonim. And maybe he's going to ask for Rachmanis on them. He says, Bonecho Chotu. So he says, Rabbeinu Shaloyla, Yimach Wal Kedusha Shemecha. They should be erased. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, the grandfathers don't have reasoning, and the younger ones don't have reasoning. I'll talk to Yitzchak. He's in the middle stage. Bonecho Chotu. She says, Rabbeinu Shloilem, they're my sons, they're not your sons. When they said, Nasa, Kaidim Lenishma, you said, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. It's your son, your Bechar. Now all of a sudden, it's my sons and not your sons. Furthermore, how many years does a person live? 70 years, right? 20 of those years, you're not a Bar Einshem. So you're only talking about 50, right? 25 of those years, he's asleep at night. He doesn't have the time to do an Aveva. You're left with 25. Take away 12 and a half years, he davens and he eats and he has to be in the Beis HaKisei. So you're left with 12 and a half years. If you want to be soivel all of those years, good. If not, I'll take care of it. You take care of it, and that way everything will be good. There's a famous Shiloh. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas Adin. Out of everybody, Yitzchak is Midas Adin, and he's Bedavka, the one that's going to be Malanus Chus and Klal Yisroel. Avraham Avinu didn't, and Yaakov Avinu didn't. So Yitzchak, who's Midas Adin, is the one that's outstanding in this. So state in this farm HaGdoshim, that because Yitzchak Avinu was Seivel Esav, because Esav, you know, he was an Oivet HaGoyit Zorah, and he was a Chayte, and Yitzchak Avinu tolerated him because he felt that Esav had tremendous Kaychas. So Memeila, Mida Keneged Mida, he is Bedavka, the one that Ketayna Ta'akodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, be Seivel them, they have a lot of Gevaldika Kaychas within them. Matter of fact, one of the Sfarim says that Vayev Yitzchak is Esav ki tzayid b'fiv. So they taich, because this way Yitzchak has tzayid in his mouth to be melamed zchus on klal Yisrael. The fact that he loved Esav and the fact that he was soivel him ki tzayid b'fiv. So the Mele, that's the shot over here, that if Vayizbach zvachem lelkei ovev Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu was going down to Golis. And he knew that in the Golis there's going to be children that are going to do chatan. And who's the one that's outstanding to be Malamed Zchus on the children? That's Bedavki Yitzchak Avinu. Vayizbach Zvachim Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak. Because it was that Koyach that has the Koyach of Limud HaZchus of Klal Yisrael in Golis. Kol Nefesh Bonav Ubnoisav Shloishim Vishalish. 33 Nefashes of his sons and daughters went down to Mitzrayim. Rashi says, but if you count them out, you only find 32. Where's the 33rd? Elazu Yocheved. This is Yocheved. She was born already, you know, in between the walls. She wasn't born before that. She was born between the walls of Mitzrayim. And this is a Chazal that Rashi brings down. Famous Chazal. So Ibn Ezra wonders about this Chazal. If this Chazal is true, so it comes out if you make a cheshbin, Yocheved was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, right, when they went out of Mitzrayim. So He was born 80 years before that. So she was 130 years old if she was born Bein HaChaimis. So why is it that the Torah B'chal doesn't mention such a nace? Yitzchak Avinu was born to Sarah, who was 90 years old. Right? And the Torah makes a big deal out of it. Mamsha, Mari the Kinez. And Yocheved, that gave birth at 130, the Torah B'chal does not mention it. How could that be? So the Yefri says it's Shran Chazal. So the Ramban, the famous Ramban, he says, to answer up this Chazal, Dover Shu Emes, I'm going to tell you something which is Emes in Borer in the title. He says, the Nisim that are done al yidei a Novi, that says Nevuah beforehand, or a Malach that's in his Gala, and says it's going to happen, that the Torah says the Nes B'Feirush, like by Sarah Emanuel, Malach came and told her in advance it was going to happen. But something that's done by itself to help a tzaddik or to cut off a rasha, that the Torah does not mention the Nisim in the Torah or in the Nevi'im. And Memela, that is why the Maisa of Yocheved, which was not predicted by a Novi before, and they're not predicted by a Malach, that the Torah does not say B'Feirush. And here's where the Ramban uses a lashon, V'zehu Zohuv Roiseach Yutzak B'fi HaChochem Hazeh. Hot boiling gold should be poured down the throat of the Ibn Ezra. Now the Chofetz Chaim says this is Derech Kavod. It shows how much he was Meir. He didn't say hot boiling lead. Hot boiling gold should be poured down this Chocha. The Chofetz Chaim says that. You take the critique, you see how much he was Machshav of the Ibn Ezra. But he said, now, the Ramban explains himself. What's the Chilik? Why Dafke if a Novi or a Malach says it? Does the Torah mention it? An ace is an ace. So why should the Torah mention a special nace if it doesn't come through a Novi or a Malach? All of the Yesoidus of the Torah are Benisim Nisdarim. There's nothing in the Torah that's not Nisim. For example, that somebody eats Chalev, or somebody's boiled one of the Arayis in the Torah, he dies. Right? That's V'derech HaTeva. That's Zichron Nace. Right? Well, for example, Shemaim is going to turn into Barzel if you don't keep Shemitah. That's a natural thing. That's all. That's Zichron Nace. So everything which is written in the Torah is a nace, so the Torah does not have to specify nace. If it comes through a Malach, or it comes through a Navi that says it in advance, then the Torah is Mepharsin. But if it's not in the Torah, it's mentioned in the Torah without the prediction of a Navi or a Malach, then there's no need for the Torah to be Mepharsin. So if Simcha Zisel Breide in the Sefer Son Derech, he explains it a little bit deeper. What's the chilek if it said Ali Dei Novi or a Malach, or it said Ali Dei the Torah? She says, everything that happens in the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yistakel B'Oraisa U'Bara Alma. Everything that happens in the regular Mahalach of the Bria, that is in the Torah. The Oisius of the Torah, the Oiris of the Torah, they cause all of them Oirois that happen throughout the world. So, even if you're going to say it's Nisim, but it's Nisim in the Torah. And if it's Nisim Nistorim, that's not set out in the open, so the Torah just goes through its regular Mahalach and doesn't say it out in the open. Nisim are all based in the Torah. Except there's a different kind of an ace. There's a different kind of an ace that was not created with the Chukei HaTeva. The Chukei HaTeva, they were created, Al Pi Choich, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and Shtel Levek the world, that was based on Torah. And since they're Nisim Nistorim, it's hidden in the Torah. There's certain things that come along that were not in the Chukei HaTeva L'Chadchel. It was sort of like an extra sif cotton that's added, like Kriyas Yamsuf, right? There was a special Tznai, Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bereishis. So that the Torah mentions. Something that comes through a Malach or a Navi, Hagam, it also is a Chelik of Torah, but it wasn't originally in the Chukei HaBriya. If it's not originally in the Chukei HaBriya, so then it has to be spelled out and has to be said specifically. What's in the Torah, which was given over L'Moshe Mi-Sinai for every individual to learn, those are all the Nisim Nistar. An Eis Nigla was given over to either a Malach to say or a Navi to say. It's not part of the Chayk of the Teva of the Bria L'Chadchila. And the effort was brought down especially in the Torah as a special addendum. This happened, but it wasn't part of the original Chukei HaBriya. That's the way he touches up this Ramban. That. Okay. Guten Shabbos.
Yeah.